Travel, an introduction. Amidst all our dreams and ambitions from cradle to grave is the wanderlust of travel, to see the world, to experience different cultures and new lands. In the modern day, a few hours on a plane will take us to an entirely different environment, whereas 100 years ago or more, any form of transport would have been far slower paced, but getting there was also part of the adventure, the gradual transition from what is known to what is about to be known. This collection of poems takes us across a wide variety of travels and environments, both real and in the mind. They summon up descriptions and feelings that are sometimes totally unexpected. This collection of poems takes us across a wide variety of travels and environments, both real and in the mind. They summon up descriptions and feelings that are sometimes totally unexpected. Of course, when the authors include the greats, from Wordsworth to Whitman, perhaps we shouldn't be surprised, but allow ourselves to be indulged by their ability. This collection is read for you by Gisela Rowe and Gideon Wagner.
A Song of the Road by Robert Louis Stevenson. The gouger walked with willing foot, and I, the gouger, played the flute. But what should Master Gouger play but over the hills and far away? Whene'er I buckle on my pack and foot it gaily in the track, a pleasant gouger long since dead, I hear you fluting on ahead. You go with me the selfsame way, the selfsame air for me you play, for I do think and so do you, it is the tune to travel to. For who would gravely set his face to go to this or to other place? There's nothing under heaven so blue that's fairly worth the travelling to. On every hand the roads begin, and people walk with zeal therein, but wheresoe'er the highways tend, be sure there's nothing at the end. Then follow you wherever high, the travelling mountains of the sky, or let the streams in civil mode direct your choice upon a road. For one and all, or high or low, will lead you where you wish to go, and one and all go night and day over the hills and far away.
To the Nile by Keats. Son of the old moon mountains, African, chief of the pyramid and crocodile, we call thee fruitful, and that very while a desert fills our seeing's inward span. Nurse of swart nations since the world began, art thou so fruitful, or dost thou beguile such men to honour thee, who, worn with toil, rest for a space twixt Cairo and Decan? Oh, may dark fancies err, they surely do, 'tis ignorance that makes a barren waste of all beyond itself. Thou dost bedew green rushes like our rivers, and dost taste the pleasant sunrise. Green isles hast thou too, and to the sea as happily dost haste.
I Travelled Among Unknown Men by William Wordsworth. I travelled among unknown men in lands beyond the sea. Nor England did I know till then what love I bore to thee. 'Tis past that melancholy dream. Nor will I quit thy shore a second time, for still I seem to love thee more and more. Among thy mountains did I feel the joy of my desire, and she I cherished turned her wheel beside an English fire. The morning showed thy nights concealed, the bowers where Lucy played, and thine is too the last green field which Lucy's eyes surveyed.